recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get everything on. How you doing, Drewski?
I'm good. Thank our friends.
I'd like to thank our friends over at lifelock.com, promo code Adam. Visit TrueCar and KY Duration. What you got, Drew?
So I heard a talk podcast with a guy named Deneen, last name, and he was a former Princeton professor. He's at, I think, Notre Dame now. And he was talking – I don't necessarily agree with this guy, but it was a really interesting conversation, interesting premise, which was that the whole idea of classical and progressive liberalism, which is essentially Republican government and representative government and democracy, has failed. And the reason it was failing is in the name of progressivism, we've cast off, as you and I have discussed before, you just want to be free, man, just do what we want to do. And we cast off all these constraints all the way down to constraints that we or some felt were being provided by family, community, religion. Don't want anything to do with that now, to the point where those institutions are actually just sort of evaporating.
Now, the institutions of family, religion, community, that kind
just
of
sort
stuff.
Of, they're sort of – now, you may think they're coming back based on your feeling about what's happening, but it was just an interesting premise that the liberalism – and I don't mean liberal, you know, like liberal party. I mean liberalism as a political movement, a political philosophy requires those things to be functioning in order – in other words, without those things, it becomes just the state and the individual. And then the state has to be who starts putting restraints on the individual and shaping the individual rather than the family or the religious community or the community, or neighborhood, whatever. Isn't that interesting? I just thought that was an interesting theory I thought you might enjoy because you're always education and family and education, which is –
yeah, well, it's not – first off – it's not a theory. It's what is. It's not this notion that we're throwing around these theories like, well, yeah, two moms can oftentimes be as effective as a father and a mother. It's like, no, stop with the theories. There's certain truths. There's certain things. There's certain laws of nature. And they're laws of – they're psychodynamic laws. They're just laws. If you give everybody $500 a month or $1,000 a month and you just go, that's your baseline. You get a check from the government every year for $1,000 a month. After about 9 months, it'll just be zero in their mind. It'll be, all right, this is what I get every month. Now, if you try to take that away, then you'll be taking $1,000 out of their pocket.
Right.
When the reality is it's not their money, it's $1,000. It doesn't take 9 years. It doesn't take 3 years. It takes, in my world, it takes 4 to 7 months for you just to go, I deserve that money. That's my money. And for you to be pissed off that you're not getting more money, how are you supposed to get by on $1,000 a month?
Now, this is a new topic.
And you'll ruin that person.
It's a new topic, but you are therefore against universal basic income. Yes.
I'm against anything that doesn't fucking work. Okay? I would like to take a controversial stance.
Yes, let's take the pragmatism party.
I was explaining to my wife this morning when they were talking about Supreme Court judge, she's looking at getting rid of Roe v. Wade, and I was like, meh. And then it's that, and he's going to say goodbye to affirmative action, and I said, good. And I was like, huh? Like, you're not for black people? It's like, I'm not for giving shit to people artificially because it doesn't work. It's not because I don't like black people. It's because it doesn't serve them. It doesn't serve them. I would not. I said to my wife, I said, look, our daughter's not she's not a great student. And she got her little Japanese friends that kick ass. And I would not want Natalia put into Harvard just sort of artificially, like, well, her grades weren't as good, and her SATs weren't, you know, but we got her up in there anyway because she would fail, she would not do well, she wouldn't flourish. She should go to Michigan State or somewhere. She should go to wherever she deserves to go, but not
community college,
junior college,
junior.
I'd rather her just work at a. I'd rather her work in in the shale, the oil shale industry in Canada. I'd rather send her
extracting
up.
Oil from the shale. Yeah.
Yes, I'd rather send her up to Canada, to Alberta, and have her work on that. Okay. I really would. Right, but get a better education. But here's what I'm saying. I want her and all black people and everyone else to go exactly where they should go. And
you want them all to thrive.
I would like them all to thrive, but if they don't, they don't. The notion of tacking on a couple of points and artificially pumping up to make up for the sins of history, I love that idea in principle. Yeah. I think it's a great sounding idea. Unfortunately, it is proven not to help people. And the whole social welfare thing, all the stuff that's gone on, I mean, it doesn't help. I've known it, of course, because I experienced it with my mom in a very small way. She got welfare from her parents in the form of a crappy house, and she got welfare from the government. But she was never all it does is make your muscles weaker, make you more and more resentful. Yeah. Like, it doesn't work. So the only thing that does work is, you know, family, community, church, you know, blah, 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 blah. All the boring, all the super boring stuff, all the old and boring stuff works. The new stuff, the progressive stuff, I got a great idea. Ha, here's how we're going to fix this problem. Just doesn't work. I wish it did. It's diet and exercise versus a Nutrisystem. No, we have low-cal fudge. You can have fudge for breakfast. Like, really? Well, what? Don't you want to live in a world where you can enjoy fudge and lose weight? It's like, I do, but it just doesn't work. It just, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not Nutrisystem's fault. Maybe it's our own foibles, our weaknesses, our human nature, whatever it is. Like, if somebody said to you, if you had two clients that were 100 pounds overweight and they both showed up and said, I'm committed to lose weight. I'm focused on it, and the one of your patients said, I'm going to get serious about exercise and diet, and I'm going to start walking every morning, and I'm going to go on the low carbs and low sugar Vinnie Tortorich thing. And the other one, I'm going full deal a meal, full Weight Watchers Nutrisystem that combine. I got a wheel that can I can eat whatever I want. I can have a shake or whatever. When they left the office, who would you think would tend to be more successful?
Right, long term.
Long term, yeah. Long term. They said, we'll come back in a year and we'll tell you how much weight we've shed. Who would you put your money on?
Vinny.
Right. Now, I like a world where you get to have shakes and pies and fudge and pasta primavera and lose weight, but it's not how our metabolisms, and it's certainly not how our brains are wired. So, of course, there's going to be more of this. Drew, let me give you a coaster. Keep slamming your mug down.
Sorry, I'm actually done. I'm actually finished.
You're done, but you're not done with your slamming your mug.
Yeah. No, because I'm finished with the coffee.
Oh, today, but tomorrow, my friend.
Oh, I have.
He shall return.
Hey, by the way,
hotter mug.
No. I like those. Let me have that.
I'll give you a coaster.
I wondered where they were. Yeah. Well, they used to have all this stuff in front of me, for, even for the microphone. So,
I made him a coaster out of a rubber mat.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice. We've done the experiment. It does not work. It can't. It never will until we change our wiring. Mm. And seems like our wiring's not changing anytime soon. So all the stuff that we think is compassionate and kind-hearted and whatever, all it's doing is weakening the group we're giving it to. And there was a Gary.
Yes, sir.
Another thing for you to look up. There's a, I think it's a pretty liberal senator, and he noticed in like, he published a paper. You listen, Drew?
I'm listening. I'm
trying to think of his name. Anyway, it's a liberal guy, and it was like 1968 or something, and he noticed that the black family had like a 25% divorce rate or absentee dad rate. And he announced that's alarming. And he wrote a paper like called the decree for Negro families or something like that. I don't know if it was like Lieberman or I almost wasn't like McCarthy. It was like Morrow or something like that. You know, look it up. Anyway, he went as a liberal guy. Like he was like, oh, shit, this community's suffering because we're at this alarmingly high rate of single moms. And this is not going to work for them. He like published a paper and came up with a thing and started talking about it. He, of course, got called a racist and shouted down and told all the other politicians basically went, okay, don't bring that shit up again. I don't want to get yelled at. I need votes. Well, now it's around 75%. He was alarmed at 25%. He was sounding the alarm bell. He got shouted down. And I don't know. How's it been going? Tell me how the last 50 years has been going. You can find that maybe, Gary, if I've given you enough to work off of.
I think so. Give me a moment.
But look, that's where we're at. Whatever color you are, housing, welfare, whatever. Look, listen. Even if you fall off that horse, it's still not the government who should be helping you get dusted off. You know, I think people go like, well, you know, maybe unemployment, you know, maybe you get welfare for a few months and then you get back up on your feet. And you got, I don't even like the few months. Go find your family. Where's the family? Because you'll marry the government. And that's what's going on. And this notion of like, yeah, Moynihan. Thank you.
Patrick Moynihan.
Yep, there you go.
You're right. Patrick Moynihan.
Yeah. He's Assistant Secretary of Labor under LBJ. LBJ, worst.
Yes, that's great.
Worst Mexican wrestling name ever. LBJ. Jesus Christ! Do people know it's an L? L. I'm saying L. No,
LBJ.
This is Mexico. Why is the guy standing there with his shorts down, waiting for you in the middle of the ring? LBJ has entered the ring. Drew, delighted by that statement.
Yes.
Pretty
good.
The Negro Family, the case for national action in 1965, Drew.
Yeah.
And because imagine where we'd be at if white families were 25%
right.
Absentee dads now. Well, now, we've exceeded that.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Now, at the time, we're probably not. Yeah, I don't know. White families were at 15%. But some when they passed 25%, this guy went, oh, there's going to be trouble. Well, of course there's going to be trouble. Now they're knocking on the rev limiter of 75%. Whitey's blown right past 25. Hispanics have blown past 25. I don't know if the Jews or the Japanese have.
Chinese certainly have. Mormons certainly have.
What, 25%?
No, it was facetious.
Yes, thank you. It scared me for a second. Is that Chinese? Huh?
Not facetious. Well, not Japanese
thank
either.
Thank you.
Car tips. Remove excess weight from your car to improve mileage. Place your key fob. No, these don't compare to the tip I'm about to give you. You cannot forget that True Car also helps used car sales. That's right. You can get used cars with a True Car certified network nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Whether you want to buy new or used, you get that confident buying experience because you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. See what others paid. Look at that scattergram so you know you're getting a good deal before you buy. You lock in that price. It's a simpler buying experience. And it's actual inventory on a True Car certified dealer's lot, whether you buy new or used. So you'll enjoy a faster car buying experience when you connect with that True Car certified dealer. And when you're ready to buy new or used, just check out True Car and you'll enjoy that more confident car buying experience. That's right. 1 million used cars, new or used, confident car buying experience, some features not available in all states.
So, Patrick Moynihan, at the time, the out-of-work birth rate among blacks was 25%. He was alarmed by that. The whites were quite a bit lower. But if he was alive today, he'd be proud to know the whites have blown past 25% as well. And you want to talk about... You know, it's a lot of talk about the middle class.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into that middle class when you're single and you have a couple
it's
kids.
It's very hard. It's hard to do it if you have two people.
All right. So we should hear Bernie Sanders talking about that any minute now? What would you rather have for your kids in terms of joining the middle class? An intact relationship
yeah.
to raise the kids? or Bernie Sanders passes legislation to give him another $4.75 an hour.
Yeah, I'd rather have them intact. But
you want to think about it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, why?
Because one works, as you say.
Right. When you and everyone else at the McDonald's bumps from $9 an hour to $14 an hour, that just means there's a new minimum wage. You're at the minimum. Don't people understand this stuff?
Well, again, the family that you're advocating, you're proselytizing for, is seen as an oppressive unit. You mm-hmm. see? It takes a village, Adam, not a family.
All right. Let's...
How dare you?
Village.
Line one.
Hey, JP.
What's going on, Adam?
LJP. Oh, no. Didn't work.
El Kabong.
El Kabong. Baba Louie.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Adam,
mm-hmm. Corolla,
Dr. Mm-hmm. Drew, long-time yeah, listener, man. 2001, actually.
Wow.
I remember a buddy of mine actually told me about Loveline on K-Rock, about a girl calling in about a hot dog stuck in her vagina. And I was like, there's no way. I got to listen to this. So finally, I discovered that your tapes, your old tapes, are actually archived online. So I went to looking for that episode, and I finally found it last week.
Well, God bless Giovanni for doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you guys, you know, have helped me through my adult life. You know, 29, I'm barely having a kid. Because, man, Dr. Dre and Adam, you guys scared the S out of me when I was a teenager.
Good.
Happy kid.
How about that?
What
accomplished.
Thank you, JP. We're glad that you listened back in the day. We're glad you listen now. And I'm glad that we're sufficiently able to scare you.
Feels like Loveline's needed again, it feels like. And we were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Loveline, you know, I have... Every day I listen to a new episode, I'm like, oh, man. And then it seems like 2001 was the year that Adam was bashing on Bakersfield really, really bad. I'm originally from Los Angeles, but I moved to Bakersfield. And I'm like, I see Adam's point. There's nothing to do here.
Hey, that was 20 years ago, too. You think there's nothing to do now?
Yeah, there was really nothing to do then. Tell you what you should do. You should do LifeLock. Ironically, thieves turning back to stealing from mailboxes. Thieves use sticky traps tied to strings to pull envelopes out of government mailboxes. God, yeah. So weird what's going on. Anything not to get bit by a dog or shot by granny. Mm-hmm. Thieves take the passive least resistance. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added home protection and internet protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info on sale on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem. You got LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
All right. You got a call up there you like?
Let's go line three.
Three. Josh, 39, Boulder. Josh?
Yeah, hey guys. I was just wondering, you know, this sexual harassment stuff is coming out every day and people you would never think are getting in trouble for it. And I just was wondering what you guys would do if something happened where the news came out and you thought it was crazy, that you were shocked, it was concerning you with a woman, what would you do?
You know, I just went through this with poor Chris Hardwick.
You know, oh, you
I mean,
did?
I've been supporting
I think
him.
I would beat off to it. I'd want more detail. I'd be like, what'd I do? What'd I do? And I'd be like, yeah.
And you know what? I think Chris had...
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, come on. Tell me more. Because I know I didn't do it.
Right.
So it'd be good.
But it doesn't matter.
I put it in the spank bank.
It doesn't matter what you did or didn't do.
And well, so, what did you say? How did you go through this with Chris?
Well, Chris... First, I announced to my wife, I go, well, this didn't happen. I know for sure this didn't happen. It's Chris Hardwick. I know it didn't happen. So I called him and said, hey, I got your back. I'm here if you need support. And I know this didn't happen. And he explained what had happened. And he had a reaction that I thought I would have, too. I thought, First, my reaction would be like, oh my God, I feel so bad that somebody I was close to or liked or dated, I made them feel this way. You know what I mean? That'd be my first reaction. I'd be like, oh my God, that somebody, maybe I really, really liked that person even at one time, and now they feel this. That is horrific. But you can't, can you say that publicly? You couldn't even say that. All you could do is just go, that's not the experience I had, which is what Chris said. I had the same experience I had. I don't know what to say, right?
And,
but that sounds weirdly like.
I do feel like it's time that.
Oh, do you just go, no, it just didn't happen.
The accusers. Well, there's a couple. I have two heads on this. Yeah. One is, speaking of head, what'd she do?
Jesus.
I wouldn't have a I wouldn't get Gloria Allred and have a press conference. You know what I mean? Because I thought, why put it forever on the internet? You know what I mean? Like, first things first, it's like, oh, hang out for 10 minutes. They're going to jump on some Trump tweet. And the kids are going to get stuck in some cave in the Philippines or Thailand
but to be
or
fair,
something like
that. But you can do that because you have a pirate ship. What if somebody has a job that there people are backing away from? And right?
Yeah, I get it. My feeling is my statement, if in fact it didn't happen, would just be, this is insane. This did not happen. If anyone wants me to take a lie detector, I will. And if whoever keeps going, there's going to be a defamation suit. And I'm not going to do a thing where I validate their feelings that on an event that didn't happen. You know, no, any more so than if you accuse me of rear-ending you on a Sunday and causing you whiplash and I never drove my car that weekend, I wouldn't go, I'm very sorry for what you feel happened to you and I'm sorry for your whiplash. And if you feel like I was involved with the collapsing of your rear bumper, I apologize. I wouldn't say any of that. I just go, it didn't happen. And that's the way you perceive it, but that's not what reality is. And if you keep going, I'm gonna come after you because there's consequences. That would be me. Now, look, it's weirder when the person was your fiance because it's not quite something that happened at a party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree. I'd have that first feeling of like, geez, I thought she liked me.
Well, like, but it's worse than that. You made her feel that way. It's like, oof.
Well, look, we experienced this in the world of Loveline many years ago, which is people who potentially were victims in the past have a kaleidoscope that they see life through that doesn't always jibe with reality. And we had a society that was like, let's hear, you know, we want to hear more. We're not saying yes, and we're not saying no. It's like, let's hear some details and let's hear what the other side has to say. Now we have a society that just goes, fuck it, you're fired. We're moving on.
Well, we supposedly have a justice system that doesn't want one innocent person convicted. They let 100 guilty men go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that disturbed me about when I was speaking to Barbara Boxer's daughter last week. I said, no, come on. There's people that are getting caught in some of this crossfire. I don't care. I go, guilty? It's like, you don't care that people are being harmed by this?
By the letting out of the prop, whatever?
No,
you're
no.
talking about that, or what are you talking about?
No, by people getting accused of things and
losing
their livelihood.
On this specific subject.
Yeah.
Look, we've done the same.
And I thought, wow, you don't care. You don't care if innocent people just hit collateral damage. Well, too important an issue. Too bad.
Let me explain what happened. Same thing with the Me Too's we did with pot. You feel me?
Yep.
For so many years, we over-exaggerated the evils of pot, you know? Then it swung back. And for so many years, so here's what we did. You ready, Drew?
Yeah.
I'll draw you a picture, son.
Okay.
You take a pendulum, and you pull it a little too far to one side, which you were in the past, like, well, you were gang raped on a pinball machine, but were you wearing a skirt? Well, yeah, I was. It was a hot day. Well, then you had what was coming to you, right? All right, that's where we come from. Or, shh, don't say anything. You'll bring shame to the family. Now, quiet. Right?
All bad.
You're a hero, Drew, for condemning gang rape.
I want to make sure people understand you're talking about the other end of the spectrum.
Well, the beautiful thing about me is people can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
You pulled it over too far to one side.
Yeah.
and it lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened when you finally let it go? Doesn't slide over and stop in the middle.
Wow.
It swings past the middle and goes a little bit too far the other side.
Sure.
Because you held it there for too long.
Does it have to live on this other side as long as it
lived? No, it starts to settle back toward the thing, but it doesn't go and stop right in the middle. Yeah. It goes past.
Yeah.
So Aziz Ansari and Chris Hardwick and Al Franken and stuff, that's it swinging right on by and going too far. Now, if your timing is horrible in whatever group you're in or whatever, if you time it just right, you'll get crushed by the pendulum. You'll get fired. Chris Hardwick got fired from his job because the timing was perfect for the swinging of the pendulum. Mm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Prior to this, that would have been a non-story, right? 3 years from now, the pendulum will settle back. You got to hit it right at its nadir.
Ooh. It's apex.
Apex. Zenith.
Zenith, yeah.
It's zenith.
Nadir's the bottom.
That's the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The bottom. Yeah. The bottom of the top. Yeah.
So, Josh, look what you did. Look what you triggered.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's a great question because, you know, I think that when women see something like that, which has got full of power and nothing but power, some women, I think, will see it and say, ooh, I like that, and I'm going to try to do something. I'm talking about not so good women.
I don't. Look,
I'm not ready to call
about
people
women.
Bad.
Forget about women.
Yeah,
I was just talking about Terry Crews the other day. I've always believed that he was victimized at some point.
Sure.
And I don't think he's lying. I think he was victimized and see and reacts through the lens of a victim, which happens all the time. We used to deal with it all the time. And that's what makes all this stuff very intricate, because it can be both.
That's right. Because people that victimize seek out people that re-victimize.
Yeah.
So, and victimizers seek out people that are good victims.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is why everyone needs to take their foot off the accelerator a little bit and go case by case. Let's hear what everyone has to say. And let's reach a conclusion. It can't be girlfriend fired off, ambling, you know, open-ended letter to whatever. Network fires Chris Hardwick. Like, what? Now, hold on. We got to settle. We got to figure this out.
Well, that's the part that's – there's no process. There's no due process in any of it. It's weird.
Yes.
It's funny. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. I do think –
The answer is everyone listen to me.
Hang on. I do think, though, Josh, that this will change dynamics in romantic life and a workplace life that will be good. I think it's what I've been talking about for a long time. It will be very good as long as it doesn't sort of eat itself. It's own excesses.
When
be
you
the,
combine the workplace and the romantic, like me and Matt.
I thought it was you and me.
And Matt.
Oh.
Matt
really?
And Drew know about this?
There's always room for one more, Drew. You know that.
I don't accept that. How dare you? I don't accept. You, sir, must invite me.
I'll tell you what, we're breaking out once we get into that break room. KY Duration.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy couples talk about what
it's
they want
in the bedroom.
Not a couple
anymore.
Oh, that's right. There's a third. Yeah, well, it just means Matt can take a break every few minutes. Right. Anyway, KY Duration. Many men want to last longer to satisfy their partner. They use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment. Thinking about baseball, grandma, Vietnam, oh boy, let's not do that. KY Duration is an endurance enhancer that helps men temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation. Designed by the experts at KY, as an FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control so that he can extend the pleasure for both. What's wrong with that? KY Duration. Drew.
Pick up your KY Duration today. Available at all major retailers, drug, and grocery stores. And online through Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC product. Use as directed. Though Matt and I don't want you to last longer.
All right.
Matt doesn't anyway.
Well, I'm getting out the KY Duration anyway. You can check out live podcasts. We're doing them all over Thousand Oaks, Borderline Bar and Grill, coming up July 27th. And just go to adamcarolla.com for live shows. We're coming to a town near you. Go to Chassis and say hi.
Go to Drew.com. Check out the family pods we got there. Sign up for the contact list and look at that opium series, please.
Check out Podcast One's Baseball and Chill, Big 12, and you can check that out and leave a review. And you can do it at sports.com. Sorry, Podcast One, sports.com, Podcast One app, if you will. So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.